Leading the finance news this morning, economists say the Reserve Bank appears less confident in the strength of the economy and the jobs market after it lowered those interest rates for the first time in a year. Now, the RBA has cut the cash rate by 25 basis points to a new low of 1.75%. If this rate cut is fully passed on by the banks, which it has been by most of the major banks, it means $43 a month saving on a 25-year, $300,000 mortgage. However, it's not good news for retirees also relying on their savings. And following that decision by the Reserve Bank of Australia, Australian shares shot to a 2016 high. Now, the rate cut inspired a wave of buying while bargain hunters jumped onto banking stocks following ANZ's weaker-than-expected earnings results yesterday. The benchmark ASX 200 index soared 2.1% for the first time this year, closing higher than where it ended last year. The Australian dollar, however, fell 1.3%. And with that, let's check how the global markets have finished up in trade overnight. At the close, the Dow fell 0.8%, the Nasdaq finished down 1.1%, while the S&P 500 fell 0.9% in London. The FTSE also fell 0.9%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $44 a barrel, Tapis crude is at $46 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,286 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 75 US cents, 65 euro cents, and 51 pence sterling.